Chris Rogers is with us. He was voted vice mayor once again for the city of Santa Rosa. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also. Last time I saw you on Facebook, you were making, I think, paper mache. It looks like.
It was recycled, used wrapping paper to wrap another gift.
Great idea. And there is, we were just talking with Jennifer Gray Thompson about this, but another year of some hard work coming up for us. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Chris, was this notion that's in the beginning stages of the county and the city perhaps working together on a new bond measure to raise money for the homeless and also for housing in the county. Where do we stand with that?
Yeah, you know, Pat, that's actually going to start at the Board of Supervisors level, but it's a continuation of an ongoing conversation that we had all through 2018 and actually 2017, if we're being honest about it as well, about how do we fund services that we know are going to help lift people out of homelessness and actually put them in a position to break that cycle and have consistent housing and consistent jobs moving forward. So there are additional dollars coming down from the state in some of the mental health dollars that were reallocated by the No Place Like Home Act. And both the county and the city have been putting out additional dollars from our general funds to try to accomplish this feat. The county is going to start having this conversation about bringing in additional dollars through a bond as well. So it'll be really interesting to pay attention to, Pat.
Yes, it will be. And would this be an off-year ballot measure?
You know, I actually don't know if they've even gotten that far in yeah. contemplating it. There is about $12 million in funding that's coming from the state this year alone. And so that might actually hold us over to be able to do it in 2020 and not have to have the additional expense of another election. But who knows, Pat? We'll see how they decide.
Well, the two issues of mental health and homeless, the homeless problem certainly are intertwined, aren't they?
They really are, Pat. We're talking about two substantial problems. One is mental health and one is poverty. And how do we help people on both of those issues? There are tons of ideas that are out there, and we've been willing and able to pursue a lot of them. But we're going to have to keep doing that, particularly knowing that another recession is coming.
And there's a new mayor in town. Tom Schwedhelm is at the helm at this stage of the game. And what about budget shortfalls? Because that's going to be an issue. And by the way, Chris, can you turn that radio in the background down a little bit?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How's that, Pat?
Perfect. So budget shortfalls really across the board, correct, for Santa Rosa?
It is. It's going to be a challenging year when we talk about the budget. And as you know, Pat, we never have enough dollars to accomplish everything that we would like to do to begin with. So what we're really going to have to do is buckle down, focus on our city's core services, focus on housing, focus on the things that are going to generate economic opportunity in our city, and really invest our dollars where we know that there's going to be bang for our buck.
Yes, and matching dollars, we always love those coming from in and out of the state. Do you foresee a plan for downtown Santa Rosa during the course of this year?
Well, we do have moving forward an update to our general plan, Pat. And one of the conversations that's going to take place is when you do that kind of community outreach and create a plan, how do you end up making sure that we follow it? And I've heard from constituents across the board that they are tired of us investing time in putting studies in place that then we end up having to redo down the road. So we're updating the master plan, and then the conversation will be if you have zoned things appropriately and if it is located in your downtown and other areas that are appropriate, how do you streamline the housing production to make sure that it actually gets built? Those are the conversations that are going to need to happen.
Yeah.
And it has been a focus for the city council, and it will continue to be a focus for the city council.
And yeah, that's an important one, of course. I think, you know, so many people are on board in terms of the downtown area. And as we spoke to Keith Woods about building denser and building higher in that area. But I mean, you know, realistically, are we talking about within the next 5 years?
I would say yes, Pat. And walking through, actually right before the holiday, we had a joint City Council Planning Commission walking tour of our downtown. And staff were explaining to us which buildings have recently sold, what their timelines were for moving forward on projects. But really, the concern that we have is many of these projects, as they come forward, don't actually have the financing on their side taken care of. So even when we go through our approval process, even when we streamline them, they still don't have access to the financing that they need to build. So we've been talking for years about how we help with that. The state has been talking about how they help with that. Hopefully, with so much focus, there will be those dollars to draw down to make these projects pencil out and actually get shovels in the ground.
Yeah, that would be great. But we know that for each of those projects, there are a million stories and reasons for and reasons against and question marks in some of them, too. So it's a long process, but one that we have to begin. And aside from more housing and trying to do something different about the homeless situation, other priorities for the city this year, Chris?
Yeah, Pat, you and I have talked. These are I'm going to be putting these on the council's priority list as we do our goal setting come February. But we've talked a lot about the livability in the city and trying to bring down the cost of living, particularly for young families trying to make it here. You and I have talked before about universal pre-K and extended access to childcare. You're going to hear us talk a lot more about that. And then we have I don't know if I'll call it a bureaucratic, but we have the potential to call for charter review this year or next year to make substantive changes to how we operate at the city that then would need to go before voters, in particular something like, do we have an at-large mayor going forward? And those are decisions that you're going to want to make before we have the new census data come out in 2021, as well as the new district lines being drawn. So you may see us, and I've been talking with the mayor and talking with other folks to see if we can get the timing right. You may see us putting forward to the voters in 2020 some of those questions about, do we have an at-large mayor? Do we change our voting system? Do we clean up our charter in a number of ways? As you know, last time we brought forward district elections, it failed at the ballot, and then we were sued anyway. So we know that we've got some things that we need to clean up.
Yeah, I think that can be said for just about everybody. At what point will the city be able to discern whether district elections really made a difference?
I'll put it this way, Pat. It actually doesn't matter from a legal perspective. So nowhere in the conversation from a legal perspective did whether district elections would create a more even playing field. Mm-hmm. That was never part of the analysis in the way that the state law is written. I think what we will see is you will see council members that are more responsive to their districts, that will engage their community better, and hopefully we will start to see council members that better reflect the community at large. That'll take a couple of years. It'll take a couple of election cycles, but from a legal perspective, that actually is not part of the analysis that they do.
Okay, so that's kind of clear cut and a little bit disappointing too. Last time we spoke, Chris, we were talking about the Veterans Village, the tiny homes project for veterans up north of us, and we know the official opening has already taken place. Any idea when the move-in date might be for these veterans in these tiny homes?
I know that they were shooting for first couple of weeks here in January. I know they are still taking donations, Pat.
Oh, good.
If any of your listeners have an extra couch or have any type of furniture that they can donate, I know that they are still trying to fully furnish these before folks can move in. But the move-in date, I know, was set for early of 2019, first couple of weeks. Really trying to get folks in before it gets really cold. And if you're like me, Pat, you woke up much earlier than I did this morning with ice on my windshield for the first time.
Yeah, it was ungodly temperatures. In fact, I thought about the homeless population, and, you know, I know that the armory is open now for them, but it is darn cold to walk outside, let alone live outside. under these conditions, and another storm headed our way at the end of the week, too. Well, there's much to do, much to look forward to, and much will have to be slogged through this year for Santa Rosa and, in fact, the entire county. And I'll be glad to check in with you very often, Chris, and find out the progress on some of these very big issues.
Absolutely, Pat. Thanks for covering it all and making sure that everybody knows what's going on. It is going to be an exciting year. I think we're all looking forward to getting back to work.
Yes, I think we are. We're looking forward to having everybody back at work, too. Thank you, Chris. That is Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers talking about some of the issues on tap. And there are some very, very big ones in terms of the homeless situation.